So how does childhood trauma affect the typical brain development?
Well, infants are born with an innate system that promotes survival, and it lays the groundwork for all their future relationships. So as they develop, they learn to trust the people around them and to regulate their own behavior. When an infant cries and expresses a need for food or warmth or comfort, a loving caregiver should come quickly and offer relief to them. And this relationship between the parent and the baby, that helps the infant's healthy development. They develop trust in their caregiver and they form beliefs about their environment, like, I can trust adults to meet my needs. They develop trust in themselves and form beliefs about themselves and their own power, like, I'm a great baby who's deserving and worthy of love, or I can use my voice to get my needs met. This dance between the responsive caregiver and their baby lays the strong foundation necessary for infants to develop self-regulation and connection to others. But when this dance, sometimes called serve and return, doesn't happen for whatever reason, so whether it's abuse or neglect or just an unavailable caregiver, the infant develops an overactive limbic system, which develops a stress response. And they use that stress response to defend and protect themselves. Their emotional system works really hard to protect them because they can't rely on the adults in their environment to keep them safe. So a neglectful or chaotic or terrifying environment results in this persistent, repeated activation of the little baby's stress response system. And the stress response neural pathways become oversensitized. Other neural pathways become undersensitized. So what happens is the baby's limbic system continually exhibits and strengthens this toxic stress response, and those other pathways don't get developed.
Can we talk a little bit more about toxic stress response? How does a toxic stress response affect brain development?
Well, early experiences have a significant impact on the physical development of the brain. An infant's brain is built by their early environments and their experiences, and it relies on that healthy relationship with the caregiver so it can focus on growth as opposed to a singular focus on staying safe. The brain develops rapidly and in a certain order.
Can you explain the order of typical brain development?
Sure. So the first part of the brain to develop is the brain stem, which starts to develop in utero, and it continues to develop until about 8 months of age. This is the part of the brain that's responsible for key body functions like body temperature and heart rate. The next to develop is the cerebellum, which is the motor center of the brain. And this part typically develops from 0 to 2 years old, and it's responsible for movement and interpreting physical sensations. Next is the middle part of the brain, and that's called the limbic system. And it develops from around ages 1 to 4. And the limbic system is involved in lower order emotional processing of input from different sensory systems. So it stores and helps interpret our emotional states, stores emotional memories, things like that. The limbic system's also in charge of activating that survival response we talked about earlier when it perceives the body's at risk. So it develops a stress response when the person is afraid or hurt. And then the very last part of the brain to develop is the cortex, which is responsible for higher level thinking like processing and reasoning.
How does a healthy brain respond to negative experiences?
So in healthy development, when a child experiences a negative event, the brain will experience negative emotions, then develop a stress response to those emotions. But then a caregiver comes, helps them recover, calms them down, and then their brain returns to that normal regulated state again. From this adult relationship, they learn to calm down from negative stress in a short time, and they start to regulate their behavior. This also allows their brain to continue to develop healthy neural pathways and higher order brain functions.
What happens to brain development when the child is not soothed by an adult caregiver and is continually exposed to trauma?
So when a child is exposed to early trauma and is not soothed or shown how to regulate, the normal development of their brain is interrupted, as all their attention and energy is redirected to developing a stress response to keep them safe. So this results in a different or less neural pathways being developed and a lack of growth in other areas of the brain because all their energy is going into that stress response and developing those pathways.